والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله وبحمده بكرة وأصيلا. الله أكبر لمن صام رمضان وأفطر، الله أكبر لمن قرأ القرآن وتدبر، الله أكبر لمن سبح الله واستغفر، الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. Dear brothers and sisters, Eid Mubarak to all of you. Ramadan came and Ramadan left. In the month of Ramadan, we were reminded of the acts of worship, from fasting to reconnecting with the Quran, from feeling charitable to coming together as a one community, and so many more. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah that we had the opportunity to have experienced this great month. Today is the day of celebration, the day of rejoice, and the day of thanks. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remind us that فَرِحِينَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, they rejoice from what God had given them. Brothers and sisters, happiness and rejoice, as this verse is reminding us, was something that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam very keen on, very eager. In spite of the harsh reality of the time, in spite of the difficulties, but the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to make sure that the day of the Eid are the day of celebration, day of happiness, and day of rejoice. I know that sometimes when we look at the world, what is happening, it might and it will have an impact on our heart. But as the Prophet taught, today and the few days of the Eid, we should be a source of happiness. Parents, a source of happiness to our children. The children, source of happiness to your parents, to the grandparents, and to anyone that you or I know that they are in a state where they need to be happy. So a reminder, brothers and sisters, that we should be a source of happiness, especially in the Eid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah 185, وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. But He desires that you complete the number of days required, and that you extol God for His having guided you aright, and that you render your thanks unto Him. Dear brothers and sisters, there are two things that we are extolling God's name on today when we say Allahu Akbar. And this verse has helped us to zero on two aspects. Number one, that we have completed the month. Number two, that we have received a guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the first one, believe you and me, completing this month of a great deal, because as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is the month of al-rahma, it is the month of al-maghfirah, it is the month of forgiveness. We came to the month of Ramadan with an account full of sins, mishaps, shortcomings, bad habits, things that we found it as a burden on our heart and our and on our conscience. But God Almighty, the most merciful, the most compassionate, the most loving, the most forgiving, gave us a period that He said, you come, as the Prophet ﷺ said, من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم. Those of you who fast out of faith, not out of parents' pressure or peer pressure, or because we want to detox or we want to lose weight. No, we fasted because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to do so. When you fast according to your iman, according to that, and in your heart you're very sincere because you have dedicated this act of worship for God Almighty and He shall reward you, the Prophet ﷺ said, you will be forgiven. Just imagine, brothers and sisters, I know that we hear it often, but take a moment and think about it, that you stepped in with an account full of sins, and as of today, you are starting a new page. You are starting a new slate. And that, brothers and sisters in Islam, deserve Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, because of the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second thing, brothers and sisters, وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. We also glorify Allah for the gift of guidance He had given us. There are so many gifts in Ramadan, but I'm going to pick, in my opinion, as the Quran said, لِتَتَّقُوا. The overarching goal, the overarching gift, the trophy of the month of Ramadan is the taqwa, is God consciousness, is when we are aware of God's presence in our life, but also we are aware of what are the good things He wants us to do and what are the wrong things He wants us to stay away from. So remember, brothers and sisters, when we say God consciousness, that's what it means. It means that God is fully present in our life. And I've always been fascinated by Abdullah ibn Umar. I say that over and over because to me it is very, very impressive. He embodied and exemplified what God consciousness means. What does it mean for God to be present? One time he was going around the Kaaba and someone came and interrupted him. And he was disappointed and he said, أَفَمِثْلِ هَذَا وَنَحْنُ نَتَرَاءَ رَبَّنَا. This is the time where we are looking at our Lord. And what the Prophet taught, أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ, is to worship Allah as if you are looking at Him. He is real, He exists, He is near. It is up to us to turn the station toward the divine and connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what Ramadan brought. So al-taqwa, brothers and sisters, is the trophy of Ramadan that we are celebrating today. And what we say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So when we say Allahu Akbar, brothers and sisters, I hope we are cognizant what we are chanting, what we are admiring, and why we are saying it. Last but not least, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, قال لأبي ذر اتق الله حيثما كنت واتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحوها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن. Be conscious of God, at-taqwa. Wherever you are, follow a bad deed with a good deed and it will erase it, and behave with good character towards people. Brothers and sisters, at-taqwa, how do we measure it? Is when our behavior, as the Prophet ﷺ said, is better. We cannot be present in the creator of this universe, the source of goodness, the source of greatness, without have an impact on our behavior. It does not make sense for us to consider myself and for us to consider ourselves the people al-muttaqoon, yet when we behave differently, the Prophet ﷺ said, if you are the person of the taqwa, and the Ramadan, this is exactly what it did. It evolved throughout the month, and we start getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where we felt His presence. And believe you and me, that should have impacted, I am sure it did, on our behavior, and we have become a much better people. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أدعو الله. الحمد لله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله وبحمده بكرة وأصيلا. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, as this institution has us committed always in the second khutbah, God bless Dr. Hadhout and the rest of our leaders, that we always should address the young leaders. And I thought about what would I be telling you, the leaders of tomorrow, but more importantly, remember the leaders of today. And I decided to share with you an article that has fascinated me, and I believe it is better than any other things that I would tell you. For those of you, I recommend all of you, not just the young, to read this article. It was posted in the National about the great player Mo Salah. I'm sure by now all of you know. You don't have to be a Liverpool fan to like him, but the article just capture what it says. Mo Salah may have, his name is Muhammad Salah, but they call him Mo Salah, may have caused fall in Islamophobia in Liverpool, says report. Let me repeat again. Mo Salah may have caused fall in Islamophobia in Liverpool, says report. Brothers and sisters, in my humble opinion, this deserves Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. We are always trying to be creative. How do we fight Islamophobia? How do we deal with opponents who are adamant on espousing hate toward us? Like in the case of Liverpool in that area. And what this article, which I will not go through because I see a lot of people at the door waiting, but the essence of this article is, when you are successful, when you are at the top of your game, and it does not have to be on the field of soccer, it could be on the field of life. You don't have to be at the top of your game with a ball in soccer, but the top of the game of whatever you do, whether you are in high school, elementary school, college, job, wherever you are, you have to be on the top of your game like this young man. Number two, the article is telling us he is a man of morals and ethics. He refused to celebrate when he scored against his older team. People were fascinated. Why wouldn't he celebrate? He did not find it in his heart to do so. This is called compassion. This is called tender heart. This is called morality and ethics, brothers and sisters. People are fascinated the way he treats his daughter, the way he is always smiling. So brothers and sisters, ethos, moralities, and ethics, coupled with success, is much more powerful than hate, much more powerful than anything you could put before the people, because it is so powerful, it penetrates to heart. I call upon myself, I call upon my children, I call upon all the young leaders, men and women, bear in mind, you are the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the best thing that you can do for your faith, for your community, and for your country, to be the best of your game, to be the best of your behavior, and trust you and me, Allah will change the hearts of the people. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Eid Mubarak. Enjoy the day. Wassalamu alaikum.